And now, once again, it's time for Suspense Theater. Today's story, The Case of the Missing Park Board's Records. As we join our story, bookkeeper Charles Abercrombie is checking the County Parks Commission records. Suddenly, he realizes something dastardly is wrong. The park records are not all there. Quickly, he goes to the telephone, dials a number, and on the other side of town, a friendly game of Crazy Eights is interrupted when we hear... Hello, the Colonel here. What? Are you sure, Abercrombie? You mean some of the park board records are missing? Yes, the evil truth is now known. Some of the park board records are missing. And soon authorities decide what is to be done. What must be done? They must call on that great crime-fighting dynamic duo, E.P. and Kenny. Yes, E.P. and Kenny, the most courageous crime fighters the world has ever known. Will E.P. and Kenny solve the mystery? Will they find the missing park board records? Listen again Monday for the next stirring episode of Suspense Theater. And now, through the magic of the motion picture screen, you and your family are cordially invited to see the extravagant new RMA production of Beer I'll Sell Ya, A Bible I Can't.
Super spectacular screen entertainment, so unique and extraordinary, its like may not be seen again.
Beer I'll Sell Ya, A Bible I Can't.
The story of seven women.
Yes, seven courageous St. Matthew's housewives trying to buy a Bible on Sunday. But they're told, beer I'll sell ya, a Bible I can't.
Seven women standing together against the invading Mongol horde.
You must see this fantastic new motion picture, an RMA production, beer I'll sell ya, a Bible I can't. Now showing, unfortunately, all over town. I'll sell you a Bible I can't. MGM, Mertz Grocery Market, presents The Pimento, that ate Pleasure Ridge Park. Yes, Pleasure Ridge Park.
The town where nothing was a no-no.
Pleasure Ridge Park.
Where men were men, and women were men.
And children were confused. And then one morning...
They saw it, but they couldn't believe it. The head came first, slowly rising above the valley floor, the eyes blinking and brutal. Then the immense body coming towards them, the great jaws opening and closing, the dim brain alive with just one idea, to kill and to devour.
It was the giant pimento, set free from a jar of kosher olives by a diabolical Fern Creek scientist. See Joe Eaton, Buster Keaton, Slippery Larry Watkins, and Chi-Chi the Dancing Chihuahua in The Pimento That Ate Pleasure Ridge Park. Coming soon to a cocktail lounge near you.
And now, once again, it's time for that exciting new fun game, What Can You Buy on Sunday? And here's your What Can You Buy on Sunday host, Bobby D. Elliott.
Thank you, Clayton Budgoldie. And now, who is our first contestant?
Mrs. Myrtle Frenchbottom of Jeffersontown. Say hello to Bob, Miss Frenchbottom.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine,
I'm ready
fine.
To play the game, Skinny.
Very good, Mrs. Frenchbottom. Now, do you know how to play our What Can You Buy on Sunday game?
Yes, I do. I think it's fun and exciting.
Very good.
What Can You Buy on Sunday?
Very good.
I like it.
Very good. Mrs. Frenchbottom, to reach our first plateau, tell me, what can you buy on Sunday?
Well, first thing you can buy, one thing for sure, is beer.
Yes, Mrs. Flinchbottom, you're right. You're right, Mrs. Clinchbottom. You certainly can buy beer on Sunday. And now, to reach the final plateau and our grand prize, name at least one other article you can buy on Sunday.
Well, I would like to say that I'm pretty sure you can buy baby food.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry, Mrs. Clinchbottom. No, you cannot buy baby food on Sunday. Beer, yes, but baby food, no. So until tomorrow, this is your congenial host, Bobby D. Elliott, asking you the question of the hour. What can you buy on Sunday?
Joseph E. Levine presents
The Sizzling Story of a Disc Jockey. I Am Curious Harper. The life story of skinny Bobby Harper.
A man on the move, and the wrong move could be his last.
You know him as Skinny Bobby, mild-mannered morning man. But you don't know his agonizing secret.
Everywhere he turns, he's surrounded by seven beautiful girls in a steaming Japanese bath. They attack his arms, legs, neck, and face, armed with soft, soapy sponges and soft, melting looks.
I am Curious Harper.
In Panavision and color, with members of the Venice chapter of the Hell's Angels.
It's way, way up. Way, way up.
This motion picture has been rated R.
Toffee Inman is our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Toffee Inman is our man. If he can't do it, no one can. We're for Toffee, you can see. We're for Toffee, yes siree. Toffee Inman is our man. If he can't do it, no one can. On the fairway or city hall, Toffee Inman gives his all. Toffee Inman is our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Hit it!
Yes, happy days were here again as we return for a few brief moments to the good old days, those bygone days of radio. But now, back to the Skinny Bobby Harper Show and talk a minute disc jockeys and yelling, screaming music and terrible jokes and loud, obnoxious commercials and off-color remarks.